sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Saifullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno underscored the importance of accurate data to make stunting handling policies more targeted. He explained it on Jakarta on Monday. Indonesia's National Narcotics Agency and the Russian government are planning to launch a joint program to boost the capacity of BNN personnel to combat drug abuse and trafficking. Head of the BNN Commissioner General Martinus Hukom discussed the plan during a meeting with Deputy Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Veronika Nososeltva in Jakarta on July 17, 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, I've played you several features from now. You know, I've been playing you Karinding and also Galunggung. Maybe you have certain ideas of Indonesian places and you get intrigued and also you got curious about places in Indonesia and you want to explore it. I want to talk about what kind of option of transportation would you choose, you know, because Indonesia offers a lot of transportation. Yes, we have the regular option of airplane, but we do also have, you know, ship, you know, with boats and ships, and I think that's also part of like a fun journey that you can hold yourself into, because you're gonna be blessed with the view of Indonesia's ocean, which are beautiful. I've been on a boat before. It was like a 2-day, 1-night trip. And I would say, yeah, you got a little bit of headache and yeah, you got nauseous, but in a way, you also got the breathtaking views. So do you think that it's an option traveling in Indonesia with boats? Because, you know, we are an archipelago country. There's a lot of island. So, of course, traveling with boats and ship is an option. And talking about boats and ship, I'm going to play you a song, Merakit Perahu, by Hi-Fi. It's, I think, translated into, how do you say it? Merakit. It's like building. It's too formal, but like building a ship. So, enjoy!
Seperti merakit perahu layarku bersiap untuk maju. Dengan hati yang gembira menyambut pergantian waktu untuk berjumpa denganmu. Ku pastikan kau bahagia denganku. Kau kan melihat sungguh indahnya hidup ini. Tiada yang perlu sama lagu yang kan hiasi harimu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
You know, I want to know whether you know a lot of things about me or not. Me as in not Unica, but Voice of Indonesia. If you barely knows anything about me, you just listen to me without getting to know me more. What are you doing? I have things that you should, you know, observe and getting to know about, like our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And of course, you can contact me or contact us, Voice of Indonesia, on email, voilisteners@gmail.com and WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. And of course, not only that, we have an online streaming voinews.id, and you can also listen to us on RRE Digital, available on Android and iOS. So now you already know much about me, right? Therefore, I'm going to play you a song about me, or Tentang Diriku by Kahitna.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasa untuk mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam. Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Oh beginikah rasanya, rasanya tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan? Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Jujur saja aku tak pernah rela melepas cintanya. Tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan mungkin memiliki. Diriku mencinta di saat depan lagi. Bertahan yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beauty. Through the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour. to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin, pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menantang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung bunga, jidat tangan sampai betis. Wah, betapa cantiknya wajahku. Sesungguhnya ku langkahkan
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Listeners, I will play you a song from Sherina Munaf. She is actually a child artist from Indonesia from the movie Petualangan Sherina, and she released an album called Gemini. I think in a way from transitioning her branding from a child artist into an adult artist by releasing a lot of love songs, including Pergilah Kau. Even though it's not a love song, it is a heartbroken song, but it's included as a part of being a grown-up, you know? So I'm going to play you Pergilah Kau. It's one of the songs from that album, and it was released on 2009, and allegedly was about one of the most famous Indonesian comedian, Raditya Dika, who was Sherina's past former lover and former significant other. So it was allegedly, but I don't know about it. I just like the song and I hope you will like it too.
Tak mau lagi aku percaya pada semua kasih sayangmu. Tak mau lagi aku tersentuh pada semua pengakuanmu. Kamu takkan mengerti rasa sakit ini, kebohongan dari mulut manismu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku. Bawalah semua rasa bersalahmu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku. Bawalah rahasiamu yang tak ingin ku tahu.
Want to stay updated with accurate news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And of course, I will be playing you a feature because we are now approaching the end of the hour. So I'll be playing you a feature entitled Kesenian Sampyong. What is that?
Sakit, peres gitu bahasa Sundanya, peres gitu.
Hurt, paling peres is Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil, minyak angin, warming oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java.
He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu. Jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Yang menghindar itu yang bahaya. Kalau mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram sub-district, Cigasong district, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpuram, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpuram sub-district, Cigasong district, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60. So I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani. So Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people hit and are hit full 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi gitu. Jadi Sampyong. Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
3 beatings. That's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle. Because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Azikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Xavier games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Azikin added, Kaolinan or Xavier changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and underside. Only three beat, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is three, pyong is beat. So no more battle after three. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense. And is packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, or two taps means paleretan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak. Baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in sampyong there's a regulation and at that time people still love sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Aceng Hidayat, sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Aceng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas
if we hold performance, many people want to join.
Kalau pecinta
if sampyong lovers join, malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Sekali gitu, malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist perform sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka sampyong art, Aceng added that he would keep promoting sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done, not only by Aceng, Asikin, or Mangkiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru cities and West Java, because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like Kadampling dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya, kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with sheep agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di pekalangan gitu di Sampyong dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda pencak. Kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda pencak Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan.
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access to watch Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Seafyard Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis, yang sering itu
the
dari
foreign tourists
Australia.
Come from the US, French and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway, but they do not come in entourage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts, including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory di Jatiwangi, sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong in Gauk at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gema Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regencies in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of Sampyong art totally.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,000